significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Betty Martini, and we're going to be talking about the fact that they're poisoning the American people. But they're poisoning us with many things, and they know exactly what they're doing. They're poisoning us with mercury fillings. They're poisoning us with the mercury that they put in the vaccines they recommend for all of you, the influenza vaccine, knowing full well how toxic the mercury is. They're poisoning us with water fluoridation. And when they fluoridate the water, they add lead, arsenic, and polonium-220. Why would you do that? Well, very simply, they have a different outlook. It is so difficult for the average individual to honestly believe that there would be people within our society who would have no respect for human life, who would actually want to dramatically decrease the world population because they think that there are too many people out there using up their resources, and they don't want to keep enough people there to serve their purposes. But we're dealing with people who have a different mindset, who have believe that they are superior. They know exactly what they're doing, and it's so difficult that why they would put NutraSweet into our food, and they know that it's harmful. Well, Betty Martini has been working at this for many years. She had an opportunity to travel the world and enjoy her retirement years. Instead of that, she's taken on the job of trying to educate people about the danger of NutraSweet and the products that, they conceal the name as much as they can because they don't want the public to know. But Betty has done a wonderful job of leading the battle, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world, to let people understand that NutraSweet, which is in so many of your products, your Diet Coke and your Diet Pepsi, and so many of your diet products, and they're even putting it now in the chewing gum. They're putting it into the products we give our children where it'll do the maximum amount of damage. And people say, that couldn't be going on, because if it was, why, the people would be up in arms. Well, they certainly ought to be up in arms, but they're not, at least not in the United States. Although in some of the other countries Betty's working with, places like New Zealand and elsewhere, why, are they... Certainly, the people are beginning to learn and beginning just to reject these products, and you're going to have to reject them, and you're going to have to advocate that everybody you know reject them. The material's all up on the Internet. You can check it out from many sources. It's been known for, well, the better part of 50 years, but they're poisoning our people because there are wicked and evil people out there who know exactly what they're doing, and time again, when Betty's tried to get legislation through, as they did in Hawaii, what they did in New Mexico, you never heard a word about it in the controlled media. But, of course, all of the lobbyists were there passing out large sums of money and doing everything they could to prevent those states from blocking of the use of NutraSweet or aspartame in the products there. And what we need is for one state to outlaw aspartame, and this could start a chain effect. There's a lot of work you're going to have to do, but if you value your freedom, if you value your health, if you value the fact that we should be free of poisons which are intentionally being introduced into the food chain, then I hope you'll listen very carefully, get the information we recommend, find out if it's true, and if you have to stand on the street corners and shout, shout. They've done everything they could to silence Betty when she went into England a few years ago. There were orders there not to let her in. Why? Because she was going to be telling the truth. That they did not want the truth in England. They did not want the truth any place. This is a very carefully and well-coordinated effort to keep the people from realizing that their children are being poisoned. Good morning, Betty. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Dr. Stan.
Well, what would you add or subtract from what I said?
Well, first of all, as you know, I did get into England.
I know you did.
Had Brussels.
They sure tried to keep you out, didn't they?
And the information did get out, and 47 members of Parliament signed for a ban. So I sent you a new press release, actually two of them, and this is all some good news. It's titled Campaign to Ban Synthetic Sweetener Aspartame Gaining Global Ground. And what we're doing now is Mission Possible International is teaming up with the Phoenix Environmental Institute in South Africa. They have just submitted a couple of weeks ago to all members of the South Africa Parliament the resolution to ban that Stephen Fox and I wrote for Hawaii. And they also lodged a complaint with the country's Department of Health and its Advertising Standards Authority. And so the way we're working together is they immediately asked for translations of this resolution and about five more languages, and I think they've received most of them now. And also there was a press release yesterday from the Molokai Times where Mission Possible Hawaii is now gearing up to go back through the Hawaiian legislature to put the bill to ban back through. So see if we can get it banned this year. So this is going to be now a global effort in different countries all at the same time so that, you know, they won't, as you know, the manufacturers send in their corporate lobbyists and their attorneys. But we, with an effort to do it globally, we think that we may have more of a chance.
Well, they won't be able to have people in every place.
That's right. And we've also, in this press release, made it known how serious it is that they are now adding aspartame to the very drugs that they use to treat the aspartame problems. And as it brings out, you know, headache is number one on the FDA list, so if they go to a physician, they're probably going to give them Maltex by Merck, and this contains aspartame, and we've asked them to take it out, you know, for years. And, of course, Merck doesn't, they really don't care. They're the ones that in their Merck home manual only has a couple of lines about aspartame, actually pushing it on, saying it's safe in pregnancy when they know that it causes birth defects, and we've written so many times, and they just don't pay attention. And the other thing is, you know, a lot of people today, like Michael Fox, who was a Diet Pepsi spokesman and came down with Parkinson's at the age of 30, but it seems to be coming more epidemic, and they take things like L-Dopa, and, of course, aspartame interacts with it, so now they've made Parcopa by Schwartz Pharmaceutical and put aspartame in it. Getting somebody off of it is just terrible. I spent a whole night with one lady. She's 23 years old and has aspartame-triggered Parkinson's, and they gave her Parcopa, and it was
she
a terrible
had Parkinson's thing. Disease, and they gave her what caused it. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment. Here. Here.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Betty Martini. We're talking about aspartame, and they're adding it to everything. They're putting it in chewing gum. They know this is a toxin. They know it's carcinogenic, but aren't there too many people in the world? They know that it produces diabetes. They know that it produces headaches. They know it produces convulsions. They know it produces cancer, but, of course, aren't there too many people in the world? Go ahead, Betty.
Yeah, I was explaining about these drugs, and in this new press release, one of the most serious things that we're dealing with right now, there's four different types of seizures noted on the FDA list of 92 symptoms, and a drug that is commonly prescribed to treat seizures is Dilantin, manufactured by Pfizer, and this is the generic version. And it's been reformulated, and it's caused a tremendous amount of publicity because epileptics taking the drug are experiencing even more seizures, loss of equilibrium, vision problems, glaucoma, and even sexual dysfunction, all of which are notorious symptoms of aspartame victims. So now there is a campaign to determine conclusively that the new Dilantin formula contains aspartame is currently underway as preparations to file a class action lawsuit against Pfizer. And the epileptics whose sudden increase of seizures coincide with taking the reformulated Dilantin. It's a larger capsule that's white with a red stripe. So this is new, and also this is just terrible that Ketocal, a supplement drink, which is usually used with the ketogenic diet, a high-fat, low-carbohydrate dietary regime primarily prescribed for epileptic children. And Ketocal contains aspartame. It's on the level, on the label. So this is really serious when they just can't get anything to work. And the reason is that aspartame interacts with all anti-seizure medication, virtually all drugs anyway, because of damage to the mitochondria. They'll put children on this ketogenic diet and then give them more aspartame. So this is basically the news that went out, and there has to be a stop to this. This is going all over the world, and we hope that people will start checking the drugs. And we're asking those that are taking that new Dilantin to get in touch with us, and then we'll send them to the Epileptic Foundation of Maui and on to the attorneys that are involved in that at this time. That was something that was very needed to be done.
Well, can you trust the attorneys? That's the trouble. So many of these attorneys basically will take the cases, and then, of course, they will sell out to the drug companies or whoever the people are who are poisoning our population, because most attorneys don't have any principles. There are a few that do, and I hope that the attorneys you have handling this case will be more interested in solving the problem than in enriching themselves.
Well, they're very concerned about this, and they've already got about 150 victims in Hawaii that already have these symptoms. They had, 273 deaths from seizure victims in Hawaii, and then it went to 400 because it's increasing the seizures. And in fact, there was an article on the internet that Pharmacod, I think it was, where they said people were complaining that when they took Dilantin, they were getting more seizures. So this really has to stop. Now, here's what's interesting is, you know, I'm sure that it costs a great deal of money to reformulate a drug, and the drug is much bigger. And people, they're doing a test, this blood test, on the amount of Dilantin. It seems like they've increased the amount of Dilantin as well, because a test that should come up like 10 is coming up like 36. So I've been looking at these reports, and a lot of people have been calling me and saying, well, I was wondering why I got on the new Dilantin, and all of a sudden I'm having more seizures. So they contacted Pfizer, and listen to this excuse, is that the formula is absolutely the same. Well, why is it bigger, and why is it why did they reformulate it if it's absolutely the same? So Don Harkins called them from the Idaho Observer, and they said, well, we added a little sugar. Now, why in the world would somebody reformulate a drug to add a little bit of sugar when you swallow it and don't taste it to begin with?
Well, now, basically, do they admit that they were adding aspartame to this?
They haven't admitted it. It seems that they're doing it in Canada and Mexico, and
well,
it's not going through the FDA, is what Dr. Glenn Mapson has told me so far.
Well, but has anybody analyzed it? And to
That's what they're doing now.
We can't say there's aspartame there unless we really know. But, you know, certainly they put this into so many things where they know it'll do the maximum amount of harm.
It was an immediate, just immediate. As soon as they reformulated it, people started having these vision problems, and whereas they wouldn't have a seizure very often, all of a sudden they were constantly having seizures.
Well, we've got to get the actual analysis there.
Yes, that's what they're doing now, and I'm not sure whether it's been done or not. I haven't asked them, but that's but the attorneys have already taken these 150 cases, so they've evidently done what they've needed to do in order to, and they're asking for other cases. It's a federal class action.
Well, now, is this have these people died, or just had more in the way of convulsions?
A lot of them have died. A lot of them have died, and there's 150 that are already part of the class action.
All right. Well, of course, what people find it so difficult to believe is that there really are people out there who believe there are too many people in the world, and we've got to get rid of them in one way or another, with disease or with poison, and people don't want that.
That's right. This is really this thing with depopulation, and, you know, it's not that people are thinking of a conspiracy. You know, they've admitted it with the New World Order. I want you to know that, you know, I live in Atlanta, and we're not very far from Elberton, Georgia.
Oh, have you ever been there?
Yes, we've been there and seen the Gadstones there that are in 8 different languages. We took pictures of them, and they state that they have to cut the population down 90% for the Earth to sustain itself. And, of course, this is not true at all. But everything's been stated in the New World Order, and we've gone down and seen the Gadstones that say that. It's written in, oh my goodness, in Spanish, English, Arabic, Hebrew, all different languages, and put there, you know, as a monument to tell you what they're going to do.
Yeah. And it's so difficult. It's English and Russian and Hebrew and Hindi and Chinese and Spanish, and I forgot what the other ones are, but it's
absolutely shocking. And when you go down to Elberton, that's where they have a lot of granite down there, and they don't even want to tell you really where it is, because it's more of a, you know, Georgia's the Bible Belt. And there's just, as you go down the highway, there's just a tiny little sign that says Georgia Gadstone.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing written about it in the city, and the city's ashamed of it. And, of course, there's no way to know who put it up. They tell you that it was anonymous. They made a deal through the bank and bought the land, and put that up. People are finding out about it, you know, all over the country and all over the world. And as you know, there are a 500,000 coffins out past our Atlanta airport that are plastic. Someone says it's, you know, that flu, that vaccine that's been weaponized, and we don't know really exactly, but why are there 500,000 coffins? We've taken, we have pictures of them, too.
Well, you have the pictures of the coffins?
Yes, we do.
Where are the coffins? Are they stacked up someplace there?
Just past the airport,
mm-hmm.
And they've got concrete trucks next to them, you know, as if they're going to cover them up with concrete. They're certainly not going to bury empty plastic coffins, but they're talking about that all over the internet. So there's a video of it, and we've got pictures of them, and they're just stacked up there, and nobody says anything.
Oh,
so
really,
you know, we wonder what they have in store.
Well, it's like the 320,000 graves they've dug over in Iran. And of course, anybody can go up on the internet and just Google in Iran 320,000 graves. You'll find they're real. They tell us that's for the to bury the soldiers going to invade Iran. But I don't believe any soldiers are going to invade Iran. I think that that's for the casualties, and they can probably get three or four bodies in every one of those graves they've dug. They know what is coming. We're on the edge of some terrible, terrible things, but terrible things are already happening.
I mean, we're going into Armageddon.
Amen.
I mean, there's just no way that you can't see that. People that never believed that know that, you know, this is a really bad situation, and the way that our food supply is poisoned. And if you recall, in the case of aspartame originally, it was listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons submitted to Congress. You know, I've been doing this 18 years, and if it was just something that wasn't too good for you, I wouldn't be doing this, because people have to take a certain responsibility for what they put in their mouth. But they have absolutely no way of knowing that they are consuming an addictive poison. And methanol is classified as a narcotic.
Now,
and that's
methanol is a breakdown product of this, isn't it, of aspartame?
The breakdown products are, well, aspartic acid is they're all poisons. Is an excitotoxin that stimulates, you know, the neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage. And then you've got 50% of phenylalanine. And Dr. Wortman of MIT told Congress there is no product at all except aspartame that's 50% and just literally works as it does, floods the brain, lowers the seizure threshold, and depletes serotonin, causing psychiatric behavioral problems, suicidal tendencies, bipolar. You remember Abby Cormack in New Zealand,
right?
And they were about to diagnose her as bipolar, and then she got on our website and saw that. And so, you know, every component, and you can't isolate phenylalanine because it does become neurotoxic. It's bound by methanol, a severe metabolic poison that converts to formaldehyde, and the Croco study shows that it embalms living tissue and damages DNA. When you damage DNA, you can destroy humanity. And then this molecule breaks down to diketokiprazine, a brain tumor agent. So you wonder, can it get any worse? Well, aspartame triggers an irregular heart rhythm and damages the cardiac conduction system and causes sudden death.
Oh,
and you're already embalmed.
Forget about the cancer it creates.
Yes, and then you've got, you know, the FDA knew that from the beginning. That's in the congressional record. And incidentally, we have now put the May 1985 congressional record on www.mpwhi.com, stands for Mission Possible World Health International, and we've just added the August 1985. They're on the banners on the front page, and in the August one, the new one that we've put up, that's where Dr. Adrian Gross, the FDA toxicologist, exposed the FDA over the fact that it violated the Delaney Amendment because it caused brain tumors, and that the FDA shouldn't have been able to even set an allowable dose. And his summary to Congress was, if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the public? So they knew that it caused brain tumors back then, And actually, if you read the records of the original studies, it also triggered mammary tumors, uterine, testicular, ovarian, pancreatic, thyroid, and on and on. So then Dr. Siffredi, in 2005, did a study showing it to be a multipotential carcinogen, causing things like lymphoma, leukemia, and kidney cancer. And there was so much rebuttal from the industry trying to protect itself that he went ahead and did another study. In fact, I was in New York at his lecture when he released that and said that all it takes in a second study is a small amount of aspartame to cause cancer, and that if a pregnant woman used it and the baby survived, the baby can grow up and have cancer. So how much worse can a product? And then you've got all the front groups, the calorie control group, all these type of people, the FDA, manufacturer, the professional organizations out there pushing it, saying it's safe, so the people don't know that they're taking a literal poison. Or as Dr. Blaylock says, understand the reactions are not allergic but toxic, like arsenic and cyanide. And Dr. Roberts, who published this humongous book, The Medical Text, Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic, said he cut it down 40%. It's over 1,000 pages as it is because it was too big to publish. And he's told me if I have to bring it up to date with all the new studies that show all more horrors, he said it would take another 200 pages.
Well, we actually carried that book, Dr. Yes. Roberts' book, Aspartame, the Forgotten Epidemic. So,
and every doctor, I don't know how he could practice medicine without it, because I know that I gave some flyers to a clinic near my home, and this doctor bought Dr. Blaylock's book, Dr. Roberts' book, and he said, you know, about a year later, he said after having these books, he realized that 80% of the traffic coming into that clinic was associated with aspartame. So doctors would not know. This is another reason that I do this. They have no idea. For instance, somebody comes in and has a seizure, and they put them on anti-seizure medication. They don't know that it doesn't work. As an example, and I can give you two of them, we have a Mission Possible Falkland Islands, and his daughter had seizures for 18 years, and as soon as he read our material and got her off, all the seizures stopped. Think of, and they gave him anti-seizure medication, but it never worked. He said every night that the child had a seizure. And then my neurologist told me, when he realized what I did, he told me about a case that a woman that was having seizures, grand mal seizures, and that he put her on every anti-seizure medication and nothing worked. And when he was in the hospital with her, he saw a case of Diet Coke. He said, "Are you having a party?" She said, "No, I use this every a case a day." And he says, "Well, no wonder this is what's causing your seizures. You've got to get off of it." And as you well know, it's so addictive and causes these withdrawal symptoms that she absolutely went crazy, and they put her in a mental hospital. The interesting thing is they got her out 2 weeks later, no more seizures, no more mental problems. So this is what's happening everywhere as seizures increase. And even back in 1986, they tried to, the Community Nutrition Institute in Washington, D.C., petitioned the FDA to ban aspartame because so many people were having seizures and also going blind from methyl alcohol, and they took that all the way to the Supreme Court. And it's not like the FDA didn't know, because they list seizures 5 times on the FDA report of 92 symptoms, and the Rayo study that was used as pivotal in the approval process was a 52-week oral toxicity study on 7 infant monkeys. 5 had grand mal seizures and 1 died, and they used that to approve aspartame. So they're doing this with full knowledge. And one of the interesting things is somebody called the FDA in Florida because of a young child having seizures when they found out the information on aspartame, and the man from the FDA didn't know what to say. she was really upset with him, and he says, well, we tried to tell you, nobody would listen, because originally the FDA, you know, attempted to indict the manufacturer, and then they revoked the petition for approval until Donald Rumsfeld got involved and became CEO of Cyril, and as he put it, called in his markers to get it on the market.
Well,
the FDA
Betty, have you talked to people from the FDA who've admitted to you that they know full well what they're doing?
Oh, yes. I wrote a petition for a ban and used their own words. You know, usually somebody writes
And what did they say in response?
Well, the law is that they must answer in 180 days, and they refused to answer. And so then I filed a petition on an imminent health hazard, and which has to be answered in a week or 10 days. The first one 6 years ago, the second one in October. I mean, they're supposed to answer that immediately, and they refuse.
Can you bring a lawsuit against them, or can you get a lawyer to bring a lawsuit against them?
These
people ought to be in prison.
Something is being worked on now because they refuse to answer. That, you know, that's a crime in itself.
If the public realized that that they are poisoning their children, and the high officials in government know this, this one issue might be able to get us to change the structure of our government and get rid of these corrupt people who have such an intense hatred of humanity. This is what we have to do.
Well, you know, I write them a nasty note about once a week, and I told them recently I was so upset with the FDA because they side with industry and just everything. Now they're saying bifenals are safe, you can use plastic bottles. And I said, isn't there even one time where you will be concerned with safe food and drugs and side with protecting the health of the public? I said, remember, there's a higher judge, and there's a scripture in the Bible, you know, that talks about woe to those saying evil is good, you know, good is evil, and, you know, how can you do the things that you do? Now, they don't answer me, but I have their email addresses, and many times I will send them some of the serious cases, like I just got one from France. And the man said he had six children, and one of them, he couldn't get off of diet drinks. He just died of liver cancer. And a doctor, Oney, said that aspartame causes liver cancer before it was ever approved. It was in the newspaper. And we have the old articles, and, of course, it causes steatohepatitis. And the Draco study shows that most toxicity is in the liver. And, in fact, an interesting point is, the way that it got approved in the UK was through a business deal with a man by the name of James Turner, and Parliament found out, and there was a big blowout. The story was in the Guardian, but they didn't rescind the order, and there was no studies done in the UK. So when I went to England, at one point I lectured to industry and to the food standards and the Green Party and consumers. And representatives of food standards came up to my desk to see some of the records, and I said, I want to know where James Turner, Paul Turner, rather, his name is Paul Turner, not to be confused with James Turner, the attorney. And they said, I said, I want to give him a piece of my mind. He says, you can't. He died of liver cancer. So he probably, when he made this business deal with Cyril, he probably didn't know it caused liver cancer. And the poor man that wrote me yesterday said, you know, I couldn't stop him. And there is some news on the Internet in the U.K. and another country where they are going back to putting aspartame in light Coke, like Diet Coke. They had changed over in some cases to Splenda, which is another poison, a chlorocarbon poison. And so the reason, you know, they were talking about taste, it wasn't a matter of taste. It's a matter of the fact that the people are addicted to it. The reason that we're trying to get it off the market, because you can't reason with them. They seem they have to have it.
Betty, I want you to get out your website so our listeners out there can get the scientific material. And you said that there's an article in the Congressional Record in 85?
The entire Congressional Record we put on mpwhi.com. So, you know, these are things you couldn't get your hands on. They certainly don't want you to see it. So we have scanned in two of the entire Congressional Records. And in 1987, there was a congressional hearing, and it's like 400 pages, and it's very, very damning. The other FDA toxicologist, Dr. Verrett, you know, mentions that all studies were built on a foundation of sand and should have been thrown out to begin with. And we're going to scan that in as well. And also, if people will go to this website, you know, we have several. It's Aspartame Awareness Weekend. Next weekend, and what we are going to do, there'll be a new flyer provided on mpwhi.com to help get, you know, Equal and Splenda off restaurant tables where they can give them to the managers and to the waiters. And it's not like there's not alternatives, just like sugar, which is just chicory and orange peel. And as you know, chicory has been used for 70 years to aid in the improvement of diabetics, whereas aspartame and Splenda are deadly. And they've now got little packets to put on restaurant tables. They don't have to have poison. And all these updates will be on this website, and also
what is the doorway.com. Betty, what is the website?
MPWHI.com.
Now, what does that stand for?
Mission Possible World Health International.
Mission Possible World
Health International. Okay. And you know about doorway.com, and it's just been reconstructed, so it's beautiful. It's, you know, 10 in the door, DORWAY.com, and then there's WNHO.net, and then there's the Aspartame Toxicity Center. And we have all these links where they can get information, but all the updates, and we'll also be distributing the 24-page booklets from the Idaho Observer that they publish these booklets, so you could buy them by the hundreds to give out to your family and friends. And we're going to give them out on the MS walk because it has a lot of information about MS and sudden death syndrome. They don't have many left. I want to tell listeners they better call now if they want some, because everybody's getting them. And they can, I think it's www.idaho-observer.com. And also, I don't want to forget about Sweet Misery.
Betty, do you distribute this product, this 24-page publication of the Idaho Observer? How do people get that?
No, I don't distribute it. The reason the Idaho Observer does is because they said they would keep it on the market. They would keep publishing it until aspartame was off the market, because there was so much information on aspartame that when we put out a flyer,
mm-hmm.
you can't cover everything. And they've got them on special right now for Aspartame Awareness Weekend. You can get 100 for $30 postpaid.
All right, that's
and that would
price.
Save 100 lives, your family, your friends. I mean, even if listeners know about aspartame, and remember that's NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, it's under several names because the patent's expired, there you can be sure they've got family and friends addicted on it. They can take it to their church, their office, and I don't think there's left. People are buying them so quick, there's only about 1,300 left, so they're so anyway, they put them on special for Aspartame Awareness Weekend. And I recommend, I know you carry Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, and one of the things a lot of people do for Aspartame Awareness Weekend is if they have clubs, they show Sweet Misery, so they really should contact you for that, because that's the whole story, how Don Rumsfeld did it with the world experts in it, and James Turner telling the story. And remember Diane Fleming, who's still in prison because her athletic husband, you know, died from aspartame and a triple dose of creatine, and they put her in prison for 20 and 30 years, and her evidentiary hearing.
But she was put in prison for poisoning her husband because he died of methanol and intoxication.
Yes, and the doctors wrote affidavits about it. And then they did, a toxicologist did a study, and showed that the, you know, he was set up being full of methanol. You know, when the liver can't take it anymore, it shoots it back into the bloodstream. And he says that then on top of that, he took three times the amount of creatine, which interacts, which he says caused immediate death. But when her evidentiary hearing was turned down, that evidence can't be produced. And they can't even show it everything. And she only has one appeal left that may take, you know, a year to get a result. And, you know, these are the kind of horror stories that are coming about because of aspartame.
And she was accused of poisoning her husband because he had methanol in his blood, and he did because he was addicted to.
Yeah, there was nothing. There was no.
And of course, somebody is obviously covering this up. There are a lot of innocent people in prison because, you know, of these poisoning that's going on. And of course, but they can't let the public know that they're poisoning her children.
Well,
our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you're out there across America, you're concerned about this. The information's all up on Betty's website, and certainly you can go up to her and just Google in Betty Martini, and you can go to doorway.com and of the World Health National. Anyway, I can never get the
World Natural Health. It's WNHO.net. And also, you know, we have an aspartame information list that you can subscribe to that's on the front of mpwhi.com on one of the banners. And that way they would get all my emails, all the new flyers, all the updates, all the reports and articles and press releases if they just simply subscribe to the aspartame information list.
Well, I think it's important that people get the information, understand they're poisoning their children. This is not theoretical. It's not imaginary. It's really very real. We're dealing with very wicked people who have a different agenda, because I believe they worship a different God. Well, our guest is Betty Martini. Our number is 970-689-8255 if you have a question on this subject. And Betty, why can't we get some lawyers to take some of these cases and just go after the manufacturers and get this information into the media?
Well, first of all, there are attorneys in New York that they just take the aspartame brain tumor cases in New York and New Jersey, but they have so far not filed. And, you know, they know what's coming. And the other day I, you know, read where this is just horrible news. It's bad enough they're trying to get FDA preemption to stop us from getting aspartame banned in different states in the United States. And the new news is that they want to take the warnings off of drugs so that people won't sue based on the problems that they get that they know of. They figure if they don't know what the drug causes, and they're trying to remove the liability of the drug firms.
Sure.
I mean, it's just tragic what's going on in this country and methods to try to not protect the people from all these terrible things.
Sure.
And there's also been new news. You know, we won on RBGH, which is the bovine growth hormone that was genetically...
The recombinant bovine growth hormone, RBGH.
Yes, uh-huh. And they thought that it was inhumane to animals and that Monsanto had to sell it. Well, the thing of it is they sold it to Eli Lilly, so it can be sold in other places and used. And that has to be removed, too. But that was one of the winning cases just recently.
Okay, well, let's see. We have somebody on the line. Who's calling in?
Hello.
Hello. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Betty, could you list all the names of the aspartame and different, you know, the different names it is?
Well, it's aspartame is generic, and then you've got NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, NutraTaste. It's called E9-1 in Europe. And New Zealand is just 951, Tanderel, Benevia. But the problem is that you have to look at every single label because the patent's expired. And the warning is supposed to be a PKU warning for phenylketonurics. And sometimes it's not there, and sometimes it's hidden in artificial and natural flavors. So we tell people that if you want to be safe rather than sorry, go back to scratch and do not use these things.
And, Sydney, there's an organized effort to confuse this. We do carry a book. It's called Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Blaylock.
Oh, that's
incredible.
We list
all of these phony names they use so they can poison your children. Anything else you'd like to ask?
No, thank you very much.
And, you know, there is a safe one, just like sugar, and you can get that in Whole Foods or online at justlikesugarinc.com.
Right, and that's a good product made out of orange peel and a few other chicory, and it's perfectly safe. But they're having an organized effort. They know what they're doing. And the media has been complicit in covering this up, other than the Idaho Observer. And, of course, you can get their publication, and we're probably going to get some of those and offer them as well, because I think we need to have this information out in a concise, organized fashion. Is that Idaho Observer article pretty good?
Oh, yes. It's not an article. It's an actual 24-page booklet. Mm-hmm. Many times doctors will give it out to their patients, and it will have all sorts of information on aspartame and Splenda as well. It'll have the MS issue, sudden cardiac death. It will have the propaganda answered, what's happening to our children because of aspartame. It's just chock full, and it'll have all the websites and resources and information that people need. It's much better than a flyer. It's 24 pages and so inexpensive that instead of, you don't have time to explain to everybody when you see them all the different problems. You can hand them one of those brochures, and when they read that, they won't use it anymore.
Well, we sure hope not. And if we could just convince the people that there are high government officials who want to harm them and harm their children, at that point, you know, we may be able to get something going here. Well, we've only got about a minute left. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners there, Betty?
To get involved, because some people think, well, I don't use it, but a lot of people they love do, and that's the only way we're going to get it off the market. And, you know, they can get involved in helping to ban it in their state. We have now the bill and the resolution that, as I mentioned, was just recently distributed to the South Africa Parliament. And they can work with their state to get it banned and help the issue and help, especially on Aspartame Awareness Weekend, which is next weekend.
Well, thank you for everything you do, Betty. I think what your effort is so important. I know you've been on the front lines of this.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Pat, you've got a lot of information from Betty, a very courageous woman. We carry, certainly, the DVDs, and if you haven't seen them, you need to get them. The first one is Sweet Misery. The second one is Sweet Remedy. If you're only going to get one, you ought to get both, but if you're only going to get one, get the Sweet Remedy. It's very well done. And then, of course, we have 2 4 tape sets on aspartame. We carry the book, Aspartame, The Forgotten Epidemic, by Dr. Roberts. Now, this is almost 1,000 pages, and you know, it's an encyclopedia. It's a little expensive, but it's very important. We carry another book by Dr. Roberts, which is very small, and you can simply call and request that. We carry Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. You need to get this information. You need to go to Betty's website, and you can just Google in Betty Martini and get a list of all the websites, but doorway.com is the best-known website. And there's just one O in doorway, doorway.com. If we could just convince the American people they're being lied to on this subject, that there are people in government and working at every level of government who want to poison their children, at that point they'll realize that all this talk about the FDA being there to protect us is not true. It is there to supervise the destruction of our society. Now, if you really want to get more information, you need to get my talk on Nundare College Genocide and Planned Population Reduction. Nundare College Genocide, Planned Population Reduction. There is a plan to kill off most of the people in the world. If you've never been to Alberton, Georgia, and see the great monument there put in by the people who are coordinating this whole thing, why, you can go there, and it's called the Georgia Guidestone. So you can go up to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and read the Ten Commandments that come from the very pit of hell. There really are satanic forces at work in the world today. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's why, you, Chris, you need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret and on the secret knowledge. They're two separate talks, although they cover pretty much the same material. And then, of course, the syllabus, the forbidden secret syllabus, very important, because there is a forbidden secret. And it explains everything. It explains the European Union. It explains how this is a continuation of the ancient plan of that was there at the time of the Tower of Babel to create a world government under the rule of Satan. There is a satanic movement in the world today. Go to our website, pull down some of the videos that we offer there for nothing, or go to the other videos in a new section we're developing that has a great deal of information, and there really are satanic organizations in the world. I mean, that's the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. David Berkovitz was associated with that. Charles Manson was associated with it. Richard Rodriguez, the Hillside Strangler. But you're never going to hear these things from the controlled media. And, of course, they will put people in prison, like Jeffrey McDonald. He's been in prison for 25 years, the Green Beret. Now, the captain who was accused of killing his wife and his children, he didn't kill them. The satanic cult did, but they're suppressing the information about the satanic cult because these things tie into the people at the upper echelons of our government. If you haven't got the 4-tape set on Skull and Bones, 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, the 4-tape set on the Bilderbergers, they're available on Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8937. 1-800-544-8937.